I can't get with you, but I still miss you.
Good evening and welcome. This is the Drastic Plastic Program. Hi, my name's Doug Ford. Thanks for tuning in for this evening. Tonight I'm introducing a new series in my segment of the Drastic Plastic Program. I'm calling it The Rock Dig. It's largely focused instead of the here and now, but really what was and what has been. A rear view mirror look into the music scene that might be, well, over 50 years old, but still is invigorating, if not inspirational, in its creative dreams. These are not the glamorous artists that became household names like the Beatles, the Who, or the Stones, but instead enjoyed, if not local success in England, they may have just been heroes of their own neighborhoods. We'll be sampling at the very seedlings of music from artists and bands that would later grow up to become the juggernaut bands of the future. This is all going to take place in Britain, in the flower power era of the psychedelic 60s and the hard rock underground scene of the 70s. So put on your tinted sunglasses and adjust your Wayback Machine. Here we go. It all begins tonight in 1966, in Shepherd's Bush in West London, when a bunch of 15-year-old teenagers who grew up idolizing the Small Faces had dreams of their own of making it big. Maybe that didn't quite happen, but they did release this one album in 1970. It's a self-titled album. Their band is called Stray. This is their LP, Stray. This is their 9-minute opus, All in Your Mind, kicking things off on tonight's Drastic Plastic. Thank you.
Cat, you're where it's at. The one that's in on every play.
The
Big Girl.
Speak easy, drink easy, pull easy.
Hold your group together with Road to Sound Stream.
Thank you.
And welcome back. What we just heard in that opening set, that was this particular band's debut album of 1968. The album is called Shades of Deep Purple. Yes, in fact, that is Deep Purple from their Mach 1 lineup when it included the likes of Rod Evans and Nick Simper. That's their instrumental track coming from this album, Shades of Deep Purple. And the song is called And the Address. And before that, it was a band called Art, who were quite popular in London at the time. We sampled a song called Weird coming from their album of 1967 entitled Supernatural Fairy Tales. It's a band that featured Keith Emerson at one point, who later left the band and then was replaced by another keyboard player and singer and songwriter, Gary Wright. And later, Art soon became Spooky Tooth. And we began things off with a band called Stray, coming from their self-titled album of 1970. And that was a track called All in Your Mind. That was a song that would become later covered by Iron Maiden, but that's a band that just never seemed to find its footing in terms of a commercial success. Guitar player Del Broham also said that it was quite frustrating. He said, "We just had to sit around and watch as all these other bands who we had been playing with on equal footing all become stars like Deep Purple, Free, and bands like Yes." Do stick around. We've got more music for you. You are listening to the Drastic Plastic program right here on CKUT 90.3.
Well, let's talk about the controversial thing, the vaccine. Who's not going to take the vaccine because they think it might be dangerous? Raise your hands. Now take that hand and slap yourself in the fucking face. Did you hear that? That was the voice of fucking reason, wasn't it? The spread of COVID was directly linked to how dense the population is, and some of the population really quite fucking dense.
It's a fact. Stupid people have stupid children. If you're stupid, please don't have sex. If you insist on having sex, then please have sex with animals. Preferably animals smarter than you are. That way, if by some biological fluke you and the animal actually have offspring, odds are the offspring will be less stupid than you are. One more thing. Don't assume the animal is protected. If the animal has a condom, or if females some sort of interuterine device, insist they wear it. Please, help stamp out this mindlessness. Keep your stupidity to yourself.
This message brought to you by the Council of Concerned Citizens who are smarter than you are.
Radio. It's like magic, but invisible.
Sound.
C. K. K.
U.
T. T. 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
Up next, this is a band called The Factory from their 1969 7-inch single. This is a song called Try a Little Sunshine on the Drastic Plastic program.
Outside.
beer of great renown. Friendly, freshening Rheingold, always happily dry. The clean, clear taste you want in beer is in Rheingold Extra Dry.
From Lexington to Madison and on both sides of Park,
they ask for Rheingold Extra Dry
before and after dark.
From Coney to Connecticut on Flatbush Avenue,
from Jersey scenes way up to Queens, they sing as millions do. My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Friendly, freshening, and happily dry beer. Dry means clean, and it's clear. Dry means thirst-quenching beer. Join the millions who buy Rheingold beer. Extra dry.
Okay, and welcome back to the spoken word segment of the program. What we just heard in that last set, well, that was a track that I'm sure is very familiar to most, but that was Dana Gillespie and a song that she recorded back in 1971. Of course, the song is Andy Warhol, but how did she get it? Well, at the time, I believe Dana and David Bowie were both in a relationship, and both of them were actually part of a same management, musical management agency. David actually wrote that song for Dana, and her being a singer-songwriter took the song, although not really knowing exactly why Bowie wrote her a song about Andy Warhol, but she recorded it nonetheless. And as it turned out, later in that very same year of 1971, David liked it so much that he recorded it on his Hunky Dory album. So both of them, within the same 12 months, had recorded this very same David Bowie written song. I guess the question would be, who came first? And before that, this was a band that was a huge influence on the forming of such bands like Iron Maiden and Metallica. These guys were formed in Cardiff in 1967. Their original name was Six Ton Budgie. Of course, they shortened that to simply Budgie. And this was a band from England that put out a number of great albums, largely popular in the UK. What we heard was a song called Guts, and that came from Budgie's debut album of simply the same title, Budgie, from 1971. And we began things off with a band called The Factory. This was a band out of Surrey with a couple of teenagers who had already enjoyed some success on a couple of other UK psych classics recorded earlier, but this particular one was recorded in 1969 as a 7-inch, and it's a song called Try a Little Sunshine, The Factory. More music for you. Do stick around. You are listening to the Drastic Plastic program here on CKUT 90.3.
We're at exit 37 at the renowned Bob's Diner truck stop, where the customers are as demanding as they are driven.
Hey, Sally, how about a little half and half for my coffee here?
Here you go.
They don't know it, but we've secretly replaced their normal coffee creamer with Mama's Pride Human Breast Milk Creamer.
Sally, you guys switched coffee or something? This tastes great. It's so rich and strangely comforting.
Excuse me, sir.
Huh? Where the hell'd you... Hey, aren't you that trivia game show guy?
It's not the coffee. It's the creamer. Mama's Pride Human Breast Milk Creamer.
I'm drinking human breast milk?
That's right. It's richer, sweeter, and more nutritious.
Human breast milk? Huh. Makes sense.
Not just any breast milk. Mama's Pride Human Breast Milk. Baby yourself with Mama's Pride.
Radio. It's like TV without all the colors.
This is CKUT-FM.
Imagine if all the people in the world thought this way.
Mind blown.
You are listening to The Rock Dig, an archaeological look at psychedelic pop, prog, hard rock, and the freak folk scene of the British underground in the 60s and 70s.
We'll be right back.
make a ring, and add another ring, and then another ring, and then you've got three rings, Valentine. And now it's premium, it's a very special glass of beer.
Valentine Premium. Premium ingredients, premium brewed.
Valentine, and now it's premium, it's a very special glass of beer.
Okay, and what we just heard in that last set, that was a band called The Open Mind, and their debut self-titled album of June 1969, simply titled The Open Mind, was once described by one music magazine as being the world's very first heavy metal album, although, alas, it was their only recording. This was The Open Mind and a track called Cast a Spell. Before that, it was The Creation. No stranger to any of my playlists, and another rendering of my favorite song from them, Makin' Time. And we started things off with a band called May Blitz, and a song called For Mad Men Only, recorded from their album The 2nd of May, recorded back in 1971. It was a band that was pretty much a collective of different players, like Terry Poole, Keith Baker, guys like Reed Hudson, Tony Newman, in fact, and these were guys who kind of in and out through this one collective to play along into bands that later become Supertramp, Uriah Heep. In fact, some of them even went on to record with the David Bowie band during the Diamond Dogs recording sessions. So again, this was a band that was a moment in time as they recorded this album. Again, the album is called The 2nd of May, and the song that we heard from May Blitz was a song called For Mad Men Only. In programming notes, don't forget, on Drastic Plastic next week, it'll be our man from Manchester, Mr. Armitage Shanks, and of course, at 11 o'clock, it's the 27th hour of horror, so do stick around for that. I leave you now with our final set for the night. It's going to have a song called Reputation as a single released from a band called Shy Limbs. We're also going to hear a song called This Wheel's on Fire from Julie Driscoll and Brian Auger. And we're going to start off, I guess, with this track from a band called July. It was recorded back in 1968, and it was at a time when the members of this band was experimenting with tape recording tricks and trickery, using ideas that they had found out from the Beatles in the recording of their Sgt. Pepper's album. And so using tape loops and things of that nature, they created this song called My Clown, which was released as a 7-inch single on Major Minor Records back in 1968. So this is July on the Drastic Plastic program. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Rock-A-Dig. We'll see you again next time. Good night.
On fire. More music, more music, more music, more music.
Disorder on CKUT 90.3 FM. Tonight we'll be listening to the Red Squares from Ottawa singing about Ottawa.